In this video, I'm going to show you how to make this parrot, and you will need about 88 red rubber bands, 32 yellow, 31 blues, 2 blacks, and 2 white rubber bands. So let's get started. First, we are going to make the beak. For the beak, we're going to take a single yellow and loop it 4 times on your hook. Take 2 single yellows, double it, and bring those rubber bands right onto your hook. Then loop it onto your hook. And that's your beak. And if you want to make it longer, you can just take another 2 single rubber band, doubling it and pulling it onto there. Now, since our face is red, we're going to put it on a single red rubber band, and we'll put it to the side for later to add to our face. Now let's make the feet. And for the feet, let's go ahead and use the bottom of our loom. We're going to take a single, doubling it, and we're going to do it twice, single, double. And now on our hook, we're going to loop a single 4 times, take a single, double, and pull those rubber bands onto your hook, onto your doubled rubber bands, and then go ahead and loop it onto the end of your loom there, where your feet was. Let's do this again 2 more times, same thing. Take a single, loop it 4 times, take another single, double it, and scooch the 4 rubber bands onto the 2 we just doubled, the single we doubled, and then putting it on to our loom. And we're doing this 3 times. Third one, 2, 3, 4. Single, double. And then putting it on the end of our loom there. And that's our foot for our parrot. Let's go ahead and make the other one. Same thing, single, double. On the other side, single, double. And after we do this, we can loop it up. Take your single, loop it 4 times on your hook. Take your single, double it, and pull those right onto your hook and loop it on the end of your loom. Repeat it 2 more times. 2, 3, 4. Double. Last one, 2, 3, 4. Single, doubling it. Onto your loom. Now let's go ahead and go under the feet. All those rubber bands, and very carefully. It's very tight, so don't force it. Use a hook to release any tension, and looping it onto itself. Again, same thing. You can also just do the same feet as the penguin if you want, if this is too hard for you. It's generally the same. I'm going to go on the other side. Releasing the tension. And now we are going to take two single rubber bands, the same as the body. Go ahead and get it on that top rubber bands there to attach to the body later. And take your feet off the loom and put it aside for later, and you can kind of pull it out. Same thing for the other foot. Pull your two single rubber bands, the same as the body color, and get your foot onto that rubber band for later. Put it aside, and now let's make the eyes. And for the eyes, mine will be black. I'm going to take a single and loop it three times, creating the four loops there. Taking a white and looping it twice on one side and twice on the other. Same thing on the other eye. Taking your single black, loop it three times, creating four loops. And then looping it twice on one side and twice on the other. And now it's going to go on the eye, the head, so it will be red. So let's go ahead and scooch all this eye right onto that rubber band, the single red. Try to keep it in order. And if you can't do the eye, please refer to my baby panda video. I did it on the loom there. Now that you have the eye, let's go ahead and put it on your holding hook for later. Now let's do our tail. We're going to take two single rubber bands coming diagonally and coming down two. One, two, and repeat on the other side diagonally. One, two, and then coming down the center four times. One, two single rubber bands at a time. Three, four. And now with a blue, taking two single blues and coming down three. Two, three. Again on the other side, same thing, three times. Two single rubber bands. And then down the center, we're coming down four times. Two single rubber bands. Three. Four. And then we are going to cap the tail off with a single blue three times. So loop it once, twice. Repeat for all three tips. Three. Okay, let's put some holding rubber bands. Starting at the top, taking a single red, double it. From there to there, another single red, double it. From there to there. Now single blue, double it. And we're going to do it two more times. Single blue, double. So we should have a total of five holding rubber bands, upside down triangles. And now let's go ahead and loop. Go ahead, reach under a cap band, grabbing the bottom two and looping it onto itself. Reach all the way in, grab the bottom two, and keep going up your tail. And we're looping it up to the center peg here where the arrow is. Again, you can work on any tail you want, the tip. I'm doing the center now. Just keep looping up, creating teardrops as you go. Pulling back any holding rubber bands. Reaching the bottom two, grabbing the bottom two, and looping it onto itself. Last one, reach under, grab the bottom two, and looping it onto itself. There's your tail. Now let's go ahead and take two single rubber bands and get it on your hook. Get it on your holding hook. And then go ahead and take your tail off. Put it away for later. Let's do the wing. We're going to start at the top of our loom, and from the left side, diagonally, we're going to take a single red, putting one down and one down on the other side. And now we're going to do yellow to give it some color. So single rubber band so far, yellow, single blue, and single blue. And now we are going to do two blues. And then another set of two blues. And this side will connect to the body. So wherever it connects to the body, we're going to put a connecting rubber band. And we're going to connect it on the third peg there from the top, from the bottom, or the fourth from the top. And now let's put some holding rubber bands. Take a yellow, and we're gonna put it from there to there, from the second peg to the second peg. Some blues, take a single, double, from the third peg to the third peg, and another single blue, double it, from the fourth peg to the fourth peg. And now let's go ahead and cap off the tip of the wings. And we're gonna cap it off three times. Loop it once, twice, three times. And now let's go ahead and go under the cap band, pull the bottom two, and looping it onto itself. Continue up, looping onto itself. Here you want to reach all the way under, grab the single, and looping it onto itself. Continue up the inner wing. Again, let's do the outside. Reach under the cap band, looping it onto itself. Pull back the holding rubber band, and never loop the holding. Just reach past the holding, grab the bottom single, and looping it onto itself. So now let's put our wing on a holding hook for later. And this part here will attach to the body, the one at the top of the loom, and also this red connector rubber band that we put. So let's take our wing off the loom for later, and we're going to make another one. Same thing. There's our wing. Let's do the other wing. Single red, down one, single yellow to give it some color, single blue, single blue, and then two singles. This is the inner of the body, so we'll do that twice. Two single blues from there to there. and two single on the outer wing from there to there. And let's go ahead and put our connecting rubber band on the fourth peg from the top, or the third from the bottom, and put our capping rubber band here on the end, the tip of the wing, and loop it twice, creating three loops. And now put some holding rubber bands, take a single yellow, double, from there to there, single blue, double, from the third to the third, single blue, double, from the fourth to the fourth. And now let's go ahead and loop, go under the cap band, hold it down, loop it onto itself, continue up, go under all those bands, grab the bottom single, make sure you see teardrops, and looping it onto itself, connecting it to the very top. The outer wing, same thing. Pull back the cap band, grab the bottom single, once again, take it off your loom, and put it on your holding hook for later. There are your two wings. Now let's go ahead and make the body and the head and everything. From the top of your loom, we're going to take two single rubber bands at a time, and coming down two, other side, top of the loom, two single rubber bands, coming down twice. And then go ahead and bring it in to the chin from the third to the center fourth, two single rubber bands, and make sure you push the chin rubber bands down so we can loop it easier later. Now finish up the center of the face, two single rubber bands down to connect to the chin. Push it down, don't overlap. Now let's do the body, two single rubber bands diagonally, and coming down three, one, two, three. Same thing on the other side, diagonally, two single rubber bands, one, two, three. And now for the feet, to finish the bottom off, take a foot with the two red rubber bands attached and go ahead and connect it from that peg to that peg, closing off the bottom of our parrot. Same thing with the other side. Take your foot with the rubber bands and pushing it down. And now let's do the center of the body, two single rubber bands down the center, and then closing it off there. And now let's go ahead and add some holding rubber bands on the body, two single rubber bands around the chest, torso, chest area there, two single rubber bands on the tummy. And push it down a little because we are going to add the wings. Let's go ahead and add the wings. And we want to attach it so that way the long side is closer to the body. And also we want to pull out our connector rubber bands there, the two reds that we put earlier. So I'm going to turn my bird around, attaching the top where a hook is. There should be four single rubber bands, and loop it on the shoulder, and then taking the side with the connector rubber band and connecting it three down, or two down from there. So here's the shoulder part and then two down. So that's one wing, And let's go ahead and connect the other side. Same thing. We're going to connect the shoulder onto the shoulder peg there. That's the fourth from the top. And then we're finding our connector rubber band, the red, and then attaching it two pegs down like that. And that's the wing. Now, since we have the eyes here, let's go ahead and attach the eyes. And that's the second peg from the top. And go ahead and spread it out. And let's attach the beak. And that's the third peg from the top and center it. Let's go ahead and put some holding rubber bands around the eyes. That's a single around the eyes and a single around the beak. Now let's add the tail. Let's go ahead and take it from your holding hook and put it on the end peg there where his bottom is. And that acts like a holding, capping rubber band. Let's go ahead and start looping. Pull the tail back a little so you can expose your rubber band, grabbing the top two and looping it onto itself. Go back in, grab the next two, and looping it onto itself. Wherever it goes, take it there. And the last two, and looping it onto itself. And now let's go ahead and loop up either side. Go under the cap band, grab the bottom two, looping it onto itself. And just keep going up. If you can't see it, turn it to the side. Reach all the way in, grabbing the bottom two. Creating teardrops as you go. I'm here at the chin peg. Now I'm going to do the other side. Same thing, grabbing the bottom two, looping it onto itself. Going up the side. Make sure you have teardrops up and down your body. If you don't, make sure you check. Now I'm working on the center of the body. It's going up all the way to my chin peg there. It's very full. Go ahead and push it down a little bit. And now we are ready to loop the chin. Reach all the way inside there, grab the top two, and looping it onto itself. It should be the center where the beak is. The next two, mine is going to the right. Saw it moving, creating teardrops. The last two, going up the side of the face. Always reach in and grabbing the bottom two rubber bands, creating the teardrops. Before you move on to any section, make sure you check that you have teardrops. Now I'm ready for the center of my face. My last rubber band there to the forehead. I've checked to make sure all my rubber bands have teardrops, and now I'm going to go ahead and reach under that center peg, getting my single to do my slip knot. If you wanted a little tuft of hair on the top, you can, using two single rubber bands. And let's go ahead and take them off the loom. There he is. Go ahead and push his eyes out and fix it how you want him to look. It's important. I'm not going to really fix him here, but you can fix him how you want him to look. Bring out his beak. So fix him how you like him. Tuck in the charm string if you want. If you want him to stand or sit, you can put a C-clip on the back to hold him up like that. But there's your parrot. I hope you like him. Thanks for watching.